episode 122 of
Brutal Battle.
There you go. You guys were almost like totally in sync this time.
It's like we were one.
Yeah.
It's almost like we practiced.
You guys talked about practicing, but you didn't actually, so.
Yeah.
In case people didn't know, listen to the last episode. We're all a little loosened up because we did the first round of the Beer Me Bro, which was actually 9 rounds of the questions. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do the other 9 to round it out on this episode. See who gets the mystery grand prize, which Nathan and I have no clue what it is.
I'm pretty excited about it. I'm not going to lie.
And we have a new awesome beer to drink when we get things right, which I'll talk about in a minute. But first, knowledge. See, now the thing is, I'm trying not to do like any motions. Of the movements or hand motions because you're staring at me, just, you're looking for it.
But without the hand motions, your eyes just get real big and like you just.
See,
you can tell you're trying not to move your head.
I can't not do something.
Just do it, man. Break free. Just do your thing, man.
I'm going to do like the Napoleon Dynamite dance while I'm doing it, you know?
Interpretive ballet.
Yeah. So today's hop is the Spalter Select hop. It is the Spalt Select hop is bred as a cross between Spalt and Hallertau Mittelfrüh by the Hops Research Institute in Halle, Germany. Its origination is circa late 80s and was aimed to replace the Spalt variety by providing stronger growing characteristics, which is evident in its higher yield than Spalt. So that's good. Its alpha acids also low, much like Spalt, 3.5% to 5.5% alpha acids. Fragrance is mild and closely resembles Spalt, with a slight spiciness. It is also comparable to Saaz hops and is ideal for lagers, pilsners, and other German-style beers. It was a success towards its better growing potential. Yields 1,602 to 1,780 pounds per acre and carries tolerance to vermiculum, wilt, as well as downy mildew. Spalt, Tettnanger, and Saaz hops are all suitable substitutes. However, Spalt Select is available on the shelves of coolers and walk-ins on the market. So, interesting to know. Two examples of beers that have used these Spalter Select hops. One is Victory Brewing Company's Kolsch Ale, as well as Blackfoot Brewing's Woolly Bugger Wheat.
Oh, nice.
I
do like that name.
There's a name that was going to come up that was a fun one, and Kyle was like, oh, I hope it has nothing to do with the ones that I came up with, or have for the Beer Me Bro. So.
And it didn't, which makes me happy.
So there you have your hop, and I'll tell you, we had the Parabola for the good beer for last episode.
It was phenomenal.
We had to pass it along. Great beer, but we had to pass along because the ladies are upstairs and they want to drink some good beer. So we were very generous. We gave them the rest of the Parabola, although we said don't drink it all because we want some later. But they're able to have a bunch, and so we have a substitute.
Just makes the way for bigger and better.
Yeah. So what we have for our substitute is another beer that none of us have had but are very excited to try. It is Goose Island's Bourbon County Vanilla Rye.
Ooh.
Hard to get a hold of, and there was a lot of work involved with me getting this beer. Thank you, craftbeerkings.com. I bought it during one of their third anniversary sale. Hard to get, but I put in 3.5 hours of work just to get it. Hopefully it's worth it.
And we appreciate it, sir.
Yes. This is a stout aged in rye whiskey barrels with vanilla beans added. All things that sound magical to me. It's 13.6% alcohol by volume. And this is the 2014.
October. Okay, so it's
not
almost
quite
a year old. Yeah.
But
it's had some time to mellow and age.
I just want to like pour it right now.
I thought you were going to do. I thought you were about to pour it.
I'll
take some before I have to drink something crappy again.
You know what? I think I might pour just a little for myself to be the first because I put in a lot of work
on this
beer.
Absolutely, sir.
I put in a lot of work on that beer.
Let us know what we're getting into.
That way you can give us some smell and taste notes.
Ooh, okay.
It looks good.
So look at the head on it. That head's almost red.
It's so dark.
It looks like a cherry cola flavor. It's got a little bit of red tinge to it.
It does have a little red tinge, but it's like
crazy.
Very, very brown head, very tan.
Browny red.
It's got a lot of the same smell notes that you get from the regular Bourbon County brand stout. You can definitely smell some of the spirit in it. You can smell dark chocolate in it. You can smell a little bit of a roasty characteristic, some oakiness.
How about that vanilla?
Yes, I'm getting a little bit of that vanilla.
Good. I love vanilla.
And when you're looking for it, which I am, I'm getting some rye. So let me taste it.
A little bit of that spice or peppery from the rye.
Oh, that beer's magical.
Yes. Better than the Parabola?
Dude, that beer's magical.
Yes.
I like it more than the Parabola.
Really?
I get a lot of vanilla in this.
Awesome. And
the rye, there's a bit of a spicy aspect from the rye coming into it. It's marrying very well with the vanilla. There's so much vanilla in this. So nice. Much vanilla. Yes. And it's good. It gives it almost a little bit of a tanginess.
Gotta get one right.
Yeah. You're gonna want to get one right. And the dark chocolate in it is playing so well. This is a magical beer, fellas.
Nice.
I'm taking it off the table. I'm just going to drink this, and I'll get something
we'll
else
we'll do the podcast
in.
Later.
We should use that as the punishment beer
I'm
going
to
well.
Go make sweet, sweet love to this bottle.
Worth the 3.5 hours
nice.
of putting work into getting
Good.
This. You guys are going to like it.
Nice.
I'm going to love
excited.
It. But you got to get one. Well, we have to get it. Both of us have to get it wrong for Kyle to drink it. Nathan just needs to get one right.
Yeah.
But you guys, killer beer. Oh, my nice. God. I see what all the fuss is about now.
Good.
Really nice.
That's good.
Oh, I will say we also did say to the ladies, I was like, look, because Rebecca said we can't make any promises that we won't drink all the Parabola. And I said, okay, here's what's going to happen. We're doing the vanilla rye. If we come upstairs and you've consumed all the Parabola, you get no vanilla rye. She's like, well, that's not fair. I'm
yeah,
like, oh, it's fair.
She shot you a look that if looks could kill, you would have been dead a couple times over.
That beer's... Yup.
That's awesome.
All right.
That should be more incentive for you to get some
Dude,
right.
There is a ridiculous amount of vanilla in that. I don't think I've ever tasted a beer that has that much vanilla to it.
That's awesome.
And before we move on, I'd like to present Kyle with this token of gratitude.
For hosting.
It is the 717 Collaboration Ale. It is from Pizza Boy Brewing,
Trogues
in Appalachian. It's 717's the area code for the Harrisburg area, and that's where all those breweries are from. So it is a hoppy tart saison.
Beautiful.
And
thank
it
you.
Hits each and every one of those notes perfectly.
Yeah, it does. I've had it as well, and I enjoyed that beer.
And coincidentally, it is 7.17% alcohol, and I believe it's not listed on here, but I believe the IBUs are 71.7.
There you go.
So I will give that to you. And it is kind of very cool can. It's just the plain silver can with the just the area code
collaboration.
On it.
And it's a pounder. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Like the pounder cans, the 16 ounces.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I
Enjoy.
Appreciate that a lot. I will.
I had mine with pizza,
it.
And it went really well with pizza. So just a recommendation.
Everything goes well with pizza.
Well, yes, that's true. All right, well, just so people remember, Kyle has 5 points in the Beer Me Bro. I have 2, and Nathan also has 2. So right,
so just quick recap on the rules for Beer Me Bro, for those of you who could be your first episode. No idea. Beer Me Bro is a game I came up with. I give 4 names. 3 of them are true. 1 of them is a false name that I came up with. If they get the beer name wrong, they have to drink the bad beer. If they get it right, I have to drink the bad beer. So there may or may not be a round that all of them are true. So we'll have to wait and see for that.
All right.
So
let's get it going.
Moving on. Round number 10. Animal named beers.
Huh.
All right.
Number 1, Hot Monkey Love. 2, Triceratops Double IPA.
Mm-hmm.
3, Lucy Moosey. Or 4, Pandemonium. Now, I know you have one of these in your closet right now.
Yeah.
You showed me yesterday.
Yes, I know which one. And I'm not going to say it, because Nathan might...
No, I've heard of Triceratops.
Okay,
that was the one.
Yeah, I had never heard of it until like a week or so ago.
That's a great name, by the way. Ninkasi
Brewing.
But,
yeah, yep.
All right, give me the names again.
All right, Hot Monkey Love is number 1. Triceratops is number 2. Lucy Moosey is number 3. And Panda... Monium is number 4.
Is it my turn to go first?
I don't.
I'll just go first.
Yeah, you can start first.
I'm going to do Lucy Moosey.
Okay.
I'm also going to go Lucy Moosey. It's the most unreal name, but it probably is. I hate this game. Lucy Moosey.
See, I told you guys were going to get this one right.
We got
so
it?
I get to drink shitty beer.
Yes, dude.
So by the way,
get a point.
Do yourself a favor. Go on Urban Dictionary and look up the term Lucy Moosey.
What is
it's
it?
Kind of funny.
What is it?
All right, I'll just tell you.
Go ahead.
Do you know what a bear is?
Yeah.
Yes.
A big dude in the gay community, yeah. Big hairy dude.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, only it's a, like, toned guy. Instead of being a bigger guy, it's more of a muscular guy.
Okay.
And loosey means that they like to...
They're loose.
They're loose.
They're free,
like,
loving.
They like to do their loving in, you know, public places.
Okay, why not?
Oh, shit. All right. I think I'm on the
brown. We ended on brown. We ended on brown.
Did we? Oh, thank
you're
God.
On the not vanilla rye, basically, is what you're on. Nathan, I need to see your reaction to this, because this is your first sip of the vanilla rye.
I'm on the
blonde.
I'm
just going to continue to enjoy.
I'm just going
to
slam it.
Smells so good, Kyle.
So magical.
Yeah.
Ugh. It is.
Mm. You get a little bit more of the barrel and spirits than the last beer that we had.
I'm going to tell you, it doesn't taste like 13.6% at all.
Dangerous.
Like maybe 10.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that means it's good. It's very well done.
Oh.
Isn't that magical?
That vanilla just lingers.
That vanilla is so strong.
Oh, it's good vanilla flavor. You'll love
it. I hope you guys get this next one wrong so I can try that beer. Yeah, rub it in, you prick.
I'm gonna keep drinking a little bit of it while you do the next one.
Oh, that's
that might
tasty.
Help center me.
Totally understood.
Get it better.
Tasty.
All right, the next one, which, by the way, Hop Monkey Love, Wharf Rat Brewing. Triceratops is Ninkasi, and Pandemonium is Phillips Brewing.
I like the Pandemonium one. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. All right, round number 11 is Sour or Lambic Beers.
All right.
Number one, Gozer, the Gozerian. I knew you'd like that one.
I appreciate that one.
Number two, Frambois. Number three, Up on Cripple Creek. Or four, Time to Goes.
Mm. Ooh. All right, one more time.
Gozer, the Gozerian. Frambois. Up on Cripple Creek. And Time to Goes.
I feel like we... It's funny, Nathan and I just lied at the same time.
Yeah.
This is tough. I feel like people have mined the goes puns a lot. So I feel like that should be one that's been used before. But I'm going to let Nathan make his decision first.
And it's his turn.
They all sound plausible. I'm going to say they're all real names.
Ooh, that's actually... I didn't think about that option.
The first one's questionable, but I think it's creative enough that it's been made, so I'm going to go there all real.
Actually, I'm going to say the Time to Goza one. Is that what it was?
Yeah, is that your final answer?
Sorry.
You guys don't get final answers.
Yeah, that's it.
Time to Goza is the fake one. I got to drink more of that freaking new planet.
No way.
He's got to drink
too.
I'm on
a
bad one.
Bitch.
I'm pulling ahead. Dude, this is magical. Another vanilla rye.
Technically three in a row for you.
Yeah.
Now I'm upset that you got to try it first.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of karma because I got to try the other one first last time. It's karma kicking me in the ass.
Oh, that vanilla dough.
All right, so Gozer the Gozerian is actually a Dogfish Head brew.
Dude, great job, Dogfish Head. That's like a deep... nerd reference, you know.
They still have one of my favorite names of all time, and it's that. Didn't they do that up, up, down, down, left, right, BA start?
I think they did, yes.
I think they were... If they didn't do that, then I'm sorry whoever did it. That's one of my favorite names ever.
Nathan, you poured yourself a good amount of that blonde.
Yeah, it's the blonde.
I'm on the brown this
time. Yeah, it's a little more benign.
It went in, I can't take it back.
Yeah, so Frambois is from Barley's Brewing. Up on Cripple Creek is a Cambridge brew.
Hmm.
That's the second Cambridge.
Oh, God.
So, currently God. Kyle is still ahead, but I'm right behind him. Kyle's got 5, I have 4, and Nathan has 3.
Oh, God. I can't stand the smell of this beer.
This is it, man. I'm feeling it. Well, here's what happened. Before we started, I did some shadow boxing. They'll verify I was doing some shadow boxing to focus myself.
No, I think it's because you had some of this Bourbon County first. And they got your mind right.
Ooh.
That's possible.
I'm going to wash it down full of water.
Just like Kyle. Well, we technically started the game before Kyle got the parabola. But he had the parabola first, and he doesn't really get to choose. But
the cool thing, too, is that Bourbon County, like, coats the glass. So even after you drink it, you can see, like, a little brown.
Yeah. I get it. Rub it in.
Uh-huh.
Pour a little more salt in that wound. Thanks, Carl.
Well, hopefully, we get it wrong now.
I figure I'll get to try it eventually.
And I'll be psyched when you do, because it's awesome.
I'm going to be psyched when we do.
I mean, worst case scenario, you try it after this podcast is over.
Whatever.
No. You don't win, you don't get it.
Damn it. All right, round 12. Sexy Brews number 3.
Okay.
Third installment. All right, so number 1 is Old G-Spot. Number 2 is Masturbate. 3, Climax Cream. And 4 is Kama Sumatra, excuse me.
Oh, I like all the names. Let's get this again.
Old G-Spot, Masturbate, Climax Cream, and Kama Sumatra.
I think it's my turn to go first.
Yes.
I'm going to say Masturbate.
Okay.
Man, I'm going to agree with Carlin, but if I do, that means Kyle's either definitely going to win or he's definitely going to lose.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Masturbate. That'd be my guess.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, am I killing it?
Dude, thank God I'm back on the blonde at least.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you're right, Nathan. It's the fact that I had that vanilla rye to start out. I'll pour you some, sir.
Thank you, kind sir.
I think it was from your boxing beforehand.
Yeah, the shadow boxing. Focused. For sure. Shadow boxing, man. Oh, all the way. All
right.
No better way to focus, really.
All right, so Old G.
Just look how that stays when you swirl it,
Kyle. I know,
you
jerk. All right, Old G Spot is from Wessex. Climax Cream is from Climax. And Kama Sumatra is Fallen Angel.
Would you like a sniff? Or you just
no.
want to wait? You just
no.
wait?
I want to wait.
I kind of feel bad because you're waiting so long for it.
It's my time will come.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Well, and it's funny that last one was the sex ones because I feel like now you're getting blue balls for this vanilla rye.
Yes, I am. All right, number 13. Sexy animal beers.
Oh, bestiality beers?
You'll have to see.
Okay.
It's usually just some sort of sexy name with an animal reference. But, number 1, Sex Panther. 2, yes. Donkey Punch Barley Wine.
Oh, God.
3, Wicked Camel Toe. Or 4, Moose Knuckle Winter Stout.
One more time.
Sex Panther. 90% of the time it works. 100% of the time. It's not 90, it's 60% or something.
It works every time. Yeah.
Sex Panther, Donkey Punch Barley Wine, Wicked Camel Toe, and Moose Knuckle Winter Stout.
Yeah, it's you first, Nathan.
I'd like to say nobody should ever name their beer Camel Toe. I'm going to say they're all real.
You're going to say they're all real?
I'm going to go they're all real.
I'm going to say no one should ever name their beer Donkey Punch. especially because that is a very violent sexual act.
Don't look that up on anything.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can.
You can.
Yeah, but... so I'm going the Donkey Punch Barley one because I don't want it to be real.
Donkey Punch is real.
Oh.
And there is a fake one.
Oh,
The fake one is Wicked Camel Toe. You should have gone with your instincts, Nathan. Wicked Camel Toe is, I can't take credit for this one. This was actually a home brewer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cool. I found it on Untappd. I just typed in camel and it came up Wicked
so
Camel Toe.
So it is real.
It's from the home brewer Steady Hand.
Interesting. Okay.
So I am so freaking excited.
Man.
I'm going to put down the iPad so I can try this.
Oh, nuts.
I'm excited for you.
Oh, God.
See,
yes.
That was one of those ones that it shouldn't be, but somebody might as well. I got to finish this.
Yeah, Nathan, you better finish the rest of your vanilla rye. Hey, that is a very large pour, Kyle.
I might not get another drink of this, so.
Well, you may not.
I am taking a very large pour.
All right,
I got a little overzealous.
I don't remember what I'm on. No, I'm on the blonde.
Yes,
I'm on the brown.
I'm definitely on the blonde.
Oh, I'm so glad. Most of the time I've been lucky enough to have the brown cycle after the good beer, so it kind of evens itself out.
Blonde, you're not as bad as the brown. Oh, and it's
God.
Mixing with the
this,
vanilla, right?
This does smell heavenly.
Yeah, it smells great, doesn't it? It's amazing.
You definitely get those vanilla notes.
Mm. Dude, the vanilla is, like, insane. In that beer. I've never had a beer that's that much vanilla.
That is a ton of vanilla.
Yeah. I wonder how many vanilla beans they put in there.
But you know what? It it works well together.
It works extremely well. I think that spice aspect of the rye really plays well with the vanilla, and then the dark chocolate notes too.
And it's not really good. And it's not overwhelming. Sometimes you get bourbon beers, and that's all you get is bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not. This is very well produced.
So you're enjoying that? It's awesome.
Very much so. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it again.
Yeah, no problem. I'm glad I could share with you guys. Mm-hmm. All right, so check. Kyle's ahead with 6. I'm right behind him with 5, and Nathan's behind that with 4. So we're all pretty close.
Okay. All right, so round number 14. The name says it all. Number 1, it'll get you drunk. 2, effing good. 3, whiskey dick. Or 4, we're only in it for the money.
Oh, it's your turn to go first.
No, I went first the last time.
Oh, did
time.
You? Yep. I'm going whiskey dick.
Whiskey dick?
Can I have them one more time?
It'll get you drunk, effing good, whiskey dick, or we're only in it for the money.
Dude. Here we go with the good one.
The good? Yeah. Effing good?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, gentlemen. I'm glad I poured myself a big one. No.
Yeah, you don't get to pour again.
I'm not going to pour again. Because I'm still sipping on this. No, the fake one was It'll Get You Drunk.
I thought
you know, I thought about that for a second because that was from Chappelle's show.
Yeah.
The Sam Jackson beer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought about that, but then I was like, brewers are so into like those nerd culture undertone things, so someone may have done it.
Yeah.
But
by the way, again, I keep forgetting to give the brewery names. Sorry. Sex Panther, Suntan, Donkey Punch was Sweetwater, Moose Knuckle was Grizzly Paws. Effin' Good is Valley Brewing, Whiskey Dick is Oscar Blues, and We're Only In It for the Money, Lagunitas.
Okay. I knew that one would probably be legit.
Yeah.
I'm
going to take another sip of this Bourbon County.
Yeah, as you should. You're doing a really good... I feel like you've done a really good job with coming up with these names.
I think you have
a knack for it. And breweries out there, if you're listening, you might want to contact Kyle. Maybe, you know, use him as a beer naming consultant.
Or what you do... is you send Carlin a beer.
Yeah.
We'll share it, and I'll brainstorm some names.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can send in an unnamed beer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll taste it and figure out what it should be called.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome stuff.
Or if you'd like to contribute to the Beer Me Bro.
Yeah.
I'm getting kind of stalled on the Beer Me Bro because it takes me a long time to find these names. If you'd like to contribute, send me some names.
Yeah.
Real or fake, doesn't matter.
Do you have an email address you want people to send to, or
just,
should
it just
send
it
to
you?
BrutalBattlePodcast@gmail.com.
Put attention, Rebecca.
And then Rebecca will check it out. Yeah, that's
because Carlin knows not to open those emails.
Yep, do that.
All right, round 15. Body Part Beers number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that brown's so bad.
Yes, it is.
It's been a while, and it's...
Yeah. All right, Body Part Beers 2. First one is Liver Let Die. Number 2, Buys, Tries, and Quads. 3, Big Butt Doppelbock. Or 4, Spleen Cleaver.
Spleen Cleaver?
You'll find out, I guess.
Okay, one more time.
Liver Let Die, Buys, Tries, and Quads, Big Butt Doppelbock, or Spleen Cleaver.
I'm going to go Buys, Tries, and Quads. Whatever reason... The spleen cleaver is probably real.
The buys, tries, and quads, I don't like it, so I'm going with that one.
I gotta finish my Bourbon County before I pour some.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice. It's the fake one.
So we each get a point. Good, Nathan. The good thing is I'm staying ahead of you by one.
Yeah.
Keep it real. The other good thing is you get some Bourbon County.
I think I'm on the brown.
You might get some more.
I don't know.
Well, look
I don't
and
care.
See which has
I'm
more.
You're on the brown.
Piss on it. I'm gonna drink it anyway.
Yeah, the brown's probably a good choice to follow up right after the rye.
Yeah, I'm taking your lead on this one.
The brown's so bad.
It helps mask the nastiness of it.
Oh, yeah. It's real bad. Oh, yeah, real bad.
Okay. Oh, here's the thing. The vanilla rye is even better after having the brown because the brown is so friggin' bad and the vanilla rye is so good that it makes it even better.
That's that salt. That salt, man. I just can't. Oh. Okay. Number 16. Ales. So this is probably my most normal category that I have.
All right.
All right, number 1, The Cure for What Ails You.
Uh-huh.
Number 2, Cash for Golden Ale. 3, Alimony Ale. Or 4, Mount, like MT,
mm-hmm.
Mount U Cream Ale.
Okay. I know one of those for sure because I've experience. I've heard of the beer. But okay. Do them again.
The Cure for What Ails You, Cash for Golden Ale, Alimony Ale, or Mount U Cream Ale.
Is it my turn to go first? I think so.
It doesn't matter.
I'm going to say the Cure for What Ails You.
Okay.
Going to say they're all real.
You're going to say they're all real?
Yeah.
Carlin, you're correct.
Yeah,
the Cure
buddy.
For What Ails You is fake.
I know the Cash for Gold one. That's Piper's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cash Piper's. For Gold Ale. Because I remember seeing it one time when I was on a website, and I was just like, that is so clever and funny.
That is funny. I really enjoyed that name when I found it. By the way, Liver Let Die, Heartland's Brewery. Big Butt is actually a fairly common one. That's Line and Google's.
Oh, really?
And Spleen Cleaver's Tommyknocker. Cash for Gold, Pipeworks, Alimony is Buffalo Bills. And Mount U Cream Ale is Stark Brewing.
I've never had any Buffalo Bills. I hear good things.
I'm going to enjoy this Blonde Ale.
I'm going to enjoy this Bourbon County Vanilla Rye again.
Oh, that brown ale was so great.
I'm tied with you now, Kyle, at 7. That's impressive.
I'm going
to
lose.
2 rounds left to go.
I could make a comeback, right?
You're a 5.
So I
can
make
it.
I can tie.
You can tie.
3-way tie.
That'd be kind of cool. All right, round 17. Wild card beers, number 2.
Wild card.
So it's just.
This might be tough.
Whatever I like.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, number 1. Junk into Trunkle Dunkle. 2. Long Dark Voyage to Uranus. 3. Pandora's Bock. 4. Hop Nest Monster.
Okay, this is tough.
Mm-hmm.
This one is
one
tough.
More time, please.
Yep.
Junk into Trunkle Dunkle, Long Dark Voyage to Uranus, Pandora's Bock, or Hop Nest Monster.
I'm going to go with the least obvious one. I'm going to say Pandora's Bock.
Okay.
I'm going Junk into Trunkle Dunkle.
They're all real.
Damn! I thought about doing that.
The one time!
Damn it.
Yes!
Yeah, the one time you don't.
Oh, the Bourbon County. I'm all over that.
Nuts!
Yeah, this was the...
There it is, I lost.
This was another one.
I lost, I'm at the bottom. I'm glad we didn't decide that the loser of the loserist had to drink the rest.
I'm not going to say
well,
it's the last
say that
one
now.
That's all real.
But... I think that's a little unfair to say it now.
You can do all of it now. I'm on the one as well.
You know, you're
thankfully.
Right. This is better after you've lost a couple rounds.
Yeah, no, isn't it? Because those are so bad that when you have something that good, it makes it even better.
And it's just layer after layer after layer of flavors. Every time you take a sip, it's something different. But
it's great.
It works so well together.
That blonde's not terrible.
No, it's...
I mean, it's not good,
yeah.
But it's not terrible. So, Kyle, the best that can happen, in my opinion, is that I tie you.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
So, we'll see.
I mean, I'm not going to be eligible for the grand prize anyway.
Are
so.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Maybe you should be.
Well,
so, I've lost already.
Yeah, you've lost already.
That's okay. So it's just you and me.
Okay.
I'm watching you.
Yeah, you should watch me.
You can still play along.
I will play
because
along.
Because I know you want more of that bourbon can.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for you, man.
I think Rebecca's going to flip over this vanilla rye.
Dude, if
she's
she doesn't,
love it.
If she doesn't, she's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, God, please don't tell her I said that.
She'll hear the podcast.
She'll hit me, man. She'll hit me. All right, round number 18, the final round.
Yep.
For the Beer Me Bro.
This is it. All comes down to this.
This is media. So this can be songs, movies, video games, anything.
Okay. Media based.
Yep.
I want to hear a Twitter named beer. Let's go. Or a hashtag beer.
Actually, you
beer.
Know what? Voodoo does 2 hashtag beers.
Really?
One is hashtag 22 ounces to freedom. And the other one is, oh God, why can I remember it? They do 2 hashtags.
Hashtag Dookie Brew.
No, they actually have a hashtag series that they do. Yeah, and every once in a while they put out a new hashtag gear.
That's funny. That's a great idea.
All right. Number 1 for media beers, Malty McFly.
Nice.
Number 2, Yankee Doodle Shandy. Number 3, Dunkel Buck. Number 4, Mash of the Titan.
I'm going to go with Dunkel Buck.
You're going with Dunkel Buck?
Good old Uncle Buck.
Can you read them again?
Malty McFly, Yankee Doodle Shandy, Dunkel Buck, or Mash of the Titans.
I'm going to do the Yankee Doodle Shandy because I don't feel like there are that many shandies, but I might be wrong.
You're right. It's Yankee Doodle Shandy.
Yeah, I didn't think there were that many shandies.
That's the fake one.
Boom! I did not drink all that much terrible stuff
no,
in this episode.
You did much better
that
this
makes,
episode. All right,
get
so,
some beer in me.
Real quick. Junk in the Trunkle Dunkle Port, Long Dark Voyage with Sawdust City, Pandora's Bock is Elysian, Hop Nest Monster is Lilja, L-I-L-J-A.
Lilja?
Lilja?
I guess.
Lilja? So, yeah, Lilja. Sorry if I mispronounced your name. Malty McFly is Narbrew. Dunkel Buck is Bose, All Natural Brewing. And actually, Goose Island produces a Dunkel Buck as well.
Really?
And Mash of the Titans is Odell.
Nice.
Yes, sir. All right, so...
I will say this. I do get better at things when I've been drinking a little bit.
Like darts and
well, no. Here's the thing. When I was in college, I drank like a whole bottle of wine. And that's when I was a lightweight, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just starting out. And then played one of my friends in Blitz. You know that football game, Blitz, video game? And I was playing him, and I beat him. Do you want to guess what the score was in that game?
I can't even,
imagine. He had not consumed any alcohol. I was drunk.
Okay.
106-0.
Wow.
Yeah, whooped him. I was just like, it just focuses me. It centers me.
Nice.
So, anyway. But the way it ended, Nathan, total of 5 points. And Kyle, you and I tied with 8.
Nice.
So, wow. Not bad.
All right, so I still have two beers here for... I'm just going to give each one of you one.
Sweet, sure.
Just because, it's very gracious of you.
All right, so the two winning beers was Pantheus Dropus and Monk in the Trunk.
Okay, both great names.
Mm-hmm. So whichever
both
one...
Great names.
Carlin, you can have first pick since you won.
I want the Pantheus Dropus because that's hilarious.
And you get the Monk in the Trunk.
That's
now,
my Ellicottville Brewing. All right.
I'll now, for the moment...
Is that like New York?
Yes. Ellicottville's in New York, yeah.
Oh, this is the grand prize, baby.
Now, I'm very excited for this.
I'm excited.
I've
heard so much about the grand prize.
I hope you're excited for this.
Okay.
I'm standing up for this.
I'm standing. I don't,
are you ready?
Dun, dun, dun.
Just don't take your clothes off. Oh, my God! Are you kidding me? No effing way. No effing way.
Oh, my God.
No, dude.
I'm actually glad Carlin won now.
Oh, my God. Okay. Everyone's hearing me go nuts. This is better than any beer.
I get one too.
This is better than any beer. It's a Brutal Battle t-shirt.
How exciting.
It's a green t-shirt. It has the Brutal Battle logo on the front that says Brutal Battle. And on the back it says in quotation marks, keep it brutal. I've been wanting to make a shirt for so much time right now, and I just didn't know
this is
where
epic.
To go for it. But yeah. This is...
And I'm calling ridiculous. It Hop Green.
Hop Green.
I don't really know what the color is.
Hop Green works.
God.
I think it was... I don't know what the color is, but I'm calling it Hop Green for beer.
Nice.
Now, there is an addition to this. You get one. Nathan, you get one. The ladies
so
get
nice.
One.
Awesome.
The wives get one because, I mean... Let's face it, without Rebecca, your show stumbles a little bit.
Mm-hmm. No, non-existent. So,
well, yeah, that's true. Very
and,
true.
And I also have probably 6 to 8 more of them in the bed of my truck. Now, these are all yours. If you choose to give them to people that come on your podcast, fine.
Okay.
If you want to sell them, which I think you should.
How did you get these made? Did you get them made by someone, or did you...
There's a little local place in Dubois called Extremewear.
Okay.
They do extremely good work. I was originally going to go on that Custom Ink website
mm-hmm.
that you see advertised on TV, but I actually got 12 shirts from Extremewear for like $30 or $40 cheaper than I was going to get 6
Jesus.
From Custom Ink.
And this looks awesome. Like,
yeah,
they do
awesome, awesome work.
That's I couldn't eat, honestly couldn't even imagine it being
yeah.
better than this.
It looks like a Nike or Puma shirt.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, they actually
nice
took your logo and
quality.
Blew it up, and then
that's
they cleaned
killer.
Up the edges and stuff like that.
That's
yeah.
so killer, man. This
so,
is better than the vanilla rye.
Yeah.
This
so
shirt is better than the vanilla rye, honestly.
So like I said,
that trade.
I would say sell them.
Well, let's, you know what?
Put it on your website. Put it out to the people. Charge $20.
$1 million.
And then if you get a whole bunch of people saying, hey, I want a Brutal Battle t-shirt, you let me know, and they already
yeah.
have your stuff on file, so they can always print you more.
Okay.
And they can print them in pretty much any color, any size.
Yeah. Let's do this. I'm going to cut you in for sure.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. I will have them printed for you. You buy all the beer for the episode. You are the one that produces this. All
right.
So I want nothing out of this.
All right. Well, we'll figure out the logistics of it. But listeners, if you want a Brutal Battle t-shirt, and it looks phenomenal, I'll take a picture and put it with, like, one of the episodes. So just go to brutalbattle.com, and you'll see it with the picture of the
yeah.
beers. Yep. So I'll do that so you can see it. If you want one, just email it up. Email us, brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com, and we'll figure something out.
Like I said, and pretty much any size, any color. If you need double X or triple X, they charge you a couple bucks more.
And we can't quote a price right now, so I'll have to figure it out. But right. I'll just email back with people and we'll get it figured.
Yeah, so. I would suggest you sell them for about 20.
Okay.
Because that'll cover the shirt, that'll give you a little bit, and that'll cover at least most of the shipping, unless you have to ship somewhere crazy.
So, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I do know we have some fans that have contacted us from Canada.
Oh, really?
So, that's just awesome. So you know.
So maybe a couple extra bucks.
Good to hear from you, but, you know.
Yeah, but yeah, you can finalize price, you can finalize everything else, but like I said, colors, anything like that, they'll do.
The shirt's unbelievable. Thank you.
They'll actually print them on hoodies, they'll print them on whatever.
Oh, hoodies would be sweet, too. Yeah. Yeah, so that's another thing. If people want something else, go ahead.
Yep.
Cool. So thank you so much, man. That's dude. Killer. It's amazing.
With as much good beer as you've shared with me over the years, dude, I appreciate it.
Well, I'll continue to do that.
I appreciate it.
I will continue. And right. Speaking of good beers, hopefully that's what we have in front of us.
Let's get into these mystery beers.
I had totally forgotten about it. When the excitement of the shirts happened, I thought I'm about to close the episode out. Yeah. And I was like, no, we have mystery beers. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's do these. A and B or night and day?
Night and day.
You know, I can't tell because...
Well, it would actually be day and night.
I wish I could tell because my wife ended up trading me glasses and my glasses frosted. So yeah, it looks like...
Look at mine from where you are.
A little cloudy. Thanks, Kelly.
Well, the beer
no,
is...
No, she'll hit me too. Don't tell her I said that. Please don't.
The beer is relatively filtered, relatively see-through, very yellowish-orange hue to it. That's a B. It's extremely dark. Can't see through it. You can see a little bit of, like, brown, reddish-brown around the edges, though, if you hold it up to the light.
I say, even through a frosted glass, you can tell it's night and day.
Yeah, so they're...
It's black and tan.
Very different. All right, well, let's start smelling A, see what we're getting on this one.
Ooh, there's hops in there.
I don't know. I get a little bit of a spent malt grain smell to it.
Oh, no, dude, that's not spent malt. That is something funky.
I get a little bit of it, but yeah, there's an extra funk.
There's a little bit of lemon.
There is some lemon in there, that's true. There's some citrus... than lemon, a little bit of, like, tangerine?
Is there some sort of herb in there? Like thyme or sage or parsley, sage, rosemary, thyme, and Lowry seasoning salt?
I don't know about that, but it is a little bit floral.
You don't think there's Lowry seasoning salt in this?
It could be. I don't know. I'm definitely getting that lemon. I'm getting a little bit of a tangerine aspect.
Yeah.
It's got that little bit of
flowery... That's about all I'm getting. I still get a little bit of that spent malt grain, so I'm hoping I really don't taste that, because that's a taste that I don't get
spent
enjoy.
Malt.
Yeah, I don't smell the spent malt.
Well, I don't know.
Oh,
cheers, gentlemen.
Yeah. It's a beer.
Oof.
It's not terrible, though.
It's not as bad as the New Planets, but it's not good.
Mm.
Not a fan.
There's a little bit of a hop presence to it. There's a lot of bitterness coming around on the end of it, and it's
a hair watery.
Yeah, the body is very, very low. It's quite watery. The flavor's coming off a little bit watery too. Mm-hmm. Like you get a little bit of flavor, washes off your palate pretty quick. I'm getting a lot of a citrus peel, like a lemon peel aspect, but there's a little bit of that lemon and a lot of the peel. Bitterness.
I'm still getting some herb, like sage or rosemary. I don't really know what sage and rosemary taste like by themselves.
We had sage last night.
Did we?
Yeah, and we had the Little Did We Know collaboration beer with Stillwater
against
the grain, and it was a sage smoked farmhouse ale.
Yeah, that was smoked.
Not a big fan of sage and beers.
This,
weird.
Like I said, this has that funky. I don't know. Just not a fan.
Yeah.
The more I drink it, the more it's growing on me a little bit. But I stress I stress a little bit. I could see this being a not too bad session IPA. What I assume a brewery would call a session IPA, that is. I don't think it's too terrible. I'm starting to warm up to it a tad bit more. Because the more I sip on it, the more that bitterness is kind of coming down a little bit, and I'm actually starting to get a little bit more of kind of a citrusy note.
But it's still fairly watery.
Yeah, for me, it's just lacking flavor. It smells pretty decent, but it doesn't translate all the way through to the flavor.
I'm starting to get a tad bit of like a pilsner-y aspect on the finish.
That could be from the malt.
Yeah. Okay.
Depending on what they used.
I'm going to have to finalize my opinion on that after
I know what mine is.
All right, so B, the darker.
Ooh.
Smell that.
What is that?
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. It's
caramel.
Caramel.
Vanilla.
That's exactly what I got.
It smells like a Werther's Original.
Yes.
It does.
That is awesome.
Butterscotch.
So
yes.
Much
caramel
fun.
Butterscotch.
Wow.
There's a difference between caramel and butterscotch.
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely.
If this beer tastes half as good as it smells, this
winner,
is awesome.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Lord. The caramel is crazy, but it's like...
It smells so much fun.
It's like homemade, like, beautiful caramel smell.
Yeah, the creamy caramel.
Yes, not like that store-bought, like, crap that you can tell there aren't natural ingredients.
Well, like, if you look at that commercial Lancaster, the caramel where they swirl in the cream, like, that's the image I get. Is that caramel and cream and just burnt sugar.
This gets a 10 on the nose.
Oh my God.
Is this like a, almost like a creme brulee?
It smells like a creme brulee a little bit. It's got vanilla in the nose for sure, but the caramel is like...
I keep cupping and putting fingerprints on my glasses.
it's caramel. Like caramel.
Should have ate carrots as a child.
Let's dig in, John.
Oh my God. Dude, this beer...
Cheers.
I don't even know of a beer that's like this.
Creme brulee stout from... Southern Tier.
Is that what it is? I guess it could be.
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
I mean,
cheers, gentlemen.
The vanilla and the caramel aspects, that definitely could make that up.
Wow.
I'm getting more roast.
A little more roasty.
Oh,
those flavors still come through very good.
There's caramel.
It's not the creme brulee. The creme brulee is a lot thicker. This is a little bit thinner.
The creme brulee is sweeter.
This is a lot thinner than the color leads on.
There is a slight roast on in the background of the taste, but the caramel is strong throughout.
And I'll be honest with you.
I love it.
A wee bit of chocolate on that.
There is a little bit of chocolate.
Let me go again for
I can see that too.
Dude, that's really nice.
Okay, I'm going to do something I usually don't do. It's fucking delicious. Like, dessert-wise, I want to drink as a dessert.
Pour this over ice cream or something?
Yeah,
make a beer float? Mm. That'd be awesome.
Oh my God, vanilla ice cream in this?
Ugh. Dude, just take this and boil it down.
And it's surprising
glaze.
Too, with like with those rich caramel notes. You'd think it would be kind of like thick, but it's actually pretty thin beer.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's good.
There's a ton of flavor, but you can still drink it.
Did they like melt down caramel and put it in?
Well,
like,
we'll have to
hopefully
the bottle says so.
Yeah. Wow. First, did they make their own caramel, then melt it down and put it in the beer?
Wow.
That's what it tastes like. That's. Mm. Really, really good.
Where does caramel come from?
Sugar.
Right, I'm just
sugar.
I'm gonna go back to A.
Sugar and butter, I believe.
Yeah, that's all it is. Sugar, butter,
just
maybe
sugar
some
butter.
Cream. Yeah.
And the right amount of heat.
And cream.
Oh,
yeah, a little
cream.
Bit of cream. Yeah.
Cream as well. But when it's done, it's magical. Like, homemade caramel to me is so damn good.
A's
gonna get destroyed.
A's not great. No. I actually get more hop out of A now.
Yes.
After having the sweet. And I do get just a hair bit of citrus and a hair bit of pine, but it's still thin. It's still a little watery. It's not my favorite.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I do get a little bit more hop.
I do enjoy it better now than I did, but it's still not that great.
I get a little more pine.
Heck with that.
I'm going back
to B.
Dude, B is so good.
I hope B's a 22 ounce.
I hope the girls tried that one.
I'm not going to do it. Well, maybe I will off podcast, or maybe I should do it on podcast. But I kind of want to mix the Bourbon County with this, and get like a caramel Bourbon County.
Should we? Can we?
Let's figure out what. Let's do the ratings and everything, and then figure out what it is, and then I'll do it and put it together because I think that could be really magical.
I know where I'm at with A. You want me to take the lead on A?
I know where I am with A as well.
I'm at a 2.
Okay.
It's not that great. I don't enjoy it.
I agree with the 2, yeah.
I'm actually going to go with 3. I like it.
That's fair.
I mean, for me, a 3 is pretty solid. So what's that, 2.33?
Yeah, see, and I'm not a huge fan of it.
Is that 2.33?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Me math, not good. You know? This is what I said. I even said, I was like, I'm going to have to math on this because there's three people.
Yeah.
It's rough. I'm a little undecided on B. Granted, it's going to be a lot higher than A.
Yeah.
But, as people can probably tell, but it's... I don't know. It's not, like, super complex.
It's not the Bourbon County.
Right. It's not a super complex beer.
But for an everyday, hopefully available beer...
I'm
that
going,
is a really good beer.
I'm going crazy over that caramel aspect, and I'm trying to think
smell.
How high should I go based on that.
I think I know where I'm at.
Okay.
Me as well.
All right, go ahead.
You want to go first or you want me to?
I'll go first. I'm going to put it at a 7. Okay. I would like it to be, to bump it up, I would have liked it to be more of like a stout with a little bit of thicker viscosity to it to really complement those.
A little more backbone
to complement those nice caramel notes.
And I do think a little more backbone would probably have given it a deeper chocolate aspect there that would have integrated a little more with the caramel. But
other than that, it's very good the way it is, and I've never had anything that rich in those flavors before.
Yeah.
So rich.
I was debating between a 6 and a 7.
That's where I'm debating.
I'm gonna go 7. Because I really enjoyed this beer. To bump it up higher for me, if you would take that beer and age it in a bourbon barrel or in a whiskey barrel or something, oh my God, that would add a whole other level of flavor to it.
Crank it up to an 11.
Yeah, it would add that depth and complexity that's lacking from the bourbon, you know, that the Bourbon County has that this beer doesn't.
Yeah.
But it's still a really great beer. It's a 7. It's one of the better beers I've had. Well, maybe not better.
You know,
it's a good beer. It's a really
I was between a 6 and a 7. But here's the thing.
Here we go.
I have never experienced a beer that's done caramel like this.
I know.
Caramel is usually how I say it.
Yeah.
Caramel.
Same
I've never experienced a beer that has done caramel flavor like
tomato,
this.
Tomato, potato.
It's
caterpillar.
I do know that the complexity isn't extreme there.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that caramel is integrated and how pleasing that is, I got to bump it to the 7 as well. In my opinion, it warrants it. So that's one of the best beers ever on the podcast.
Yeah.
Boom.
And I mean, last time I was on with that, we had that Smutty Nose, that Rye IPA.
Rye IPA, yeah. It's
great. And I rated that as a 7 or an 8, and this is every bit as good as that beer.
Mm-hmm.
I would take this alongside that one any day.
Unreal.
It's a really nice beer. Really nice beer.
A had an overall 2.33. And B, obviously, winner overall 7, one of the best beers ever, will be on the website, brutalbattle.com, where you can see all the top beers from the podcast. Mm-hmm.
Or you can follow Carlin on Twitter or Untappd or all that jazz, man.
Whatever you want to do.
He's all about the social media.
Yeah,
Facebook or something too.
Social media good, you know.
Math not so good.
All right, so A, 2.33, not horrible, but not amazing. I'm sorry. Sent in by Fremont Brewing. We had one of their beers on the last one, which we enjoyed. This is Fremont's Summer Ale, out of Seattle, Washington. Again, it's an American Pale Ale, 5.2% alcohol by volume. So, thank you. They have 2-row pale malt in this and Amarillo hops. And that's it.
And maybe that's why the hops didn't come through because it's not an IPA, it's just a summer ale. It still probably just picks up some of those.
Well, it's like it's a hoppier pale ale. You know, it's a little hopped. I think it's a casualty of what styles we like, which happens all the time on this podcast. Like, I gave it a 3.
It's
and
our opinion.
3 is not that bad, but...
Opinions are like assholes.
And right now we're looking like assholes. I'm kidding. No, it's not our thing.
Yeah.
But,
Try it. You might really enjoy it.
That Brother Imperial IPA that was on the last episode did better.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a bad beer.
Yeah, it was really good.
And
we still appreciate you sending in stuff, man.
Yeah, no.
It was awesome.
Sure. Fremont, thank you. You guys kick ass for that.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm excited to see what B is.
Yes.
I am excited.
What the hell
excited.
Is B?
Break it out.
B, one of the best beers that's been on the podcast, will be on the website, is... Okay. It's a creme brulee stout.
Hey.
Oh!
Go me.
Look at that.
It's just not Southern Tier.
Emelisse Dutch ale.
Huh? Huh.
Okay. Bottled and produced by Brouwerij Emelis Kamperland from the Netherlands.
Nice.
I've never even heard of this brewery before. It is...
Go Netherlands, I guess.
8% alcohol by volume.
Ooh.
It's
higher than I would have guessed, too.
Yeah. But that's it. It's a Dutch ale, they say. Yeah. Emelis Dutch ale. Creme brulee stout.
That is it, because it's a 12-ounce.
Imported by 12% LLC out of Brooklyn.
Damn.
Well, they did a good job in picking up this Emelis. Yeah. Brouwerij Emelis Kamperland.
Yeah. But I mean...
God, I've never even heard of this, but this is like a mind-blowing beer.
Little, but I mean, the comparable one to that is the one is the creme brulee stout from Southern Tier.
Yes.
It doesn't do the caramel as well, but and it's a little thicker, it's a little sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's still a great beer. Yeah. So.
Well, now let me first of all thank you, Emelis, for making a beer that's good like that. Like that's really nice. Now I'm gonna do. I have a little bit left. Well, I'm gonna take.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Did the girls try any of that?
Slammed
one?
It.
They probably did.
They probably did.
Pretty sure. Hopefully. I'm going to do a combination. I'm going to pour a little of the vanilla rye. That should be about 50-50 right there.
Yeah, because caramel with that bourbon barrel, or the rye barrel, excuse me.
Oh, I'm smelling the caramel.
Are you?
I'm really smelling the caramel coming through on that.
Yeah, I'm with you, Nathan. I totally forgot about doing that. I can't see it would make that vanilla rye any better, though.
It doesn't. I mean... Okay. All it does, actually, is just adds a little bit of the caramel. Because the vanilla is so strong, and that spiciness with the rye as well. It just adds a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you guys want to try?
Yeah, sure.
I'll take
it. Go ahead and get a little bit. But yeah, it just adds kind of like an undertone of a caramel. Caramel. However you want to say it. All of it.
Yeah, because the rye still... You still can't smell
the vanilla and the rye are so strong, and the barrel aging as well.
So good.
It's good though.
Yeah.
I like to do that every now and then.
Yeah.
When I have those ideas, I'm like, let's mix these, see what happens. Because you never know what you're going to create.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, awesome. Beer Me Bro was great. T-shirts. Unbelievable.
Awesome.
Yeah. Emelis, Brouwerij Emelis, Kamperland.
Amazing.
Great beer, damn.
And the other guys
and Fremont,
for sending,
thank you so much for sending in
absolutely
multiple beers. That's cool as hell.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So,
go check them out.
Kind of sad the Beer Me Bro is over. I want to do more at some point. And,
well,
in the future, it'll happen.
It's not like I'm on very often, so I mean...
Yeah, true.
Hey, like I said, if your listeners help me out, I will be more than happy to do many, many more of these, but... I don't know. I'll have to come up with another game.
All right.
I like doing the games. They're fun.
Well, we'll see what happens for the next episode, but this has wrapped up the Beer Me Bro competition. Nathan, thanks for being on.
Hey, you're welcome.
Kyle, thank you.
Thank you, Carl.
And
appreciate
everybody,
it.
Thank
Nathan,
you so much.
Thank you for the 7
minutes.
Hey,
no
sir.
Problem. Thank
appreciate
you for the shirt.
Gotta shake hands.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Well, thanks, everyone, for taking a listen, and don't forget to...
Keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.